Hey, this is Lexi. Book me for singing, songwriting, vocal production, engineering, and lessons through social media at LexiATL. Email at LexiSolo@gmail.com. Text me at 404-552-5514 or go to my website, LexiATL.com. Right now, you're tuned into my podcast, Lex Chat, a show dedicated to music and entertainment where we talk about the industry and the business, and we help each other to become better artists and better creatives. You can catch these chats live on Instagram at LexiATL, that's at LexiATL to be part of the conversation, or catch the replays on YouTube and podcasting platforms. Wherever you're watching or listening, please be sure to like, subscribe, follow, and engage with the content by leaving comments and reviews. If you want to go the extra mile in supporting me, you can do so by going to patreon.com/LexiATL, where you can pay a small monthly subscription because every little bit truly does help. This week on Lex Chat, let's chat about getting clients and keeping clients. I got this topic from the virtual coffee date yesterday. One of the creatives who came on is a chef and was looking for some advice on getting clients to leave reviews. I gave him my view based on my experience as an audio engineer and studio manager, and I think this is a great topic for those of us running our own businesses, how to get clients, how to keep and maintain clients. So if this sounds like a topic you'd be interested in chatting more about, stay tuned. I've been feeling real down. I cannot explain myself. Every day's a fight to feel confident, motivated. Been feeling like I'm incompetent. Soul been draining. Feel like I wanna get high from being so down. But if I let go and dry the ball, I just might drown. Did life feel complicated? And I already waited too long to enjoy the cravings. Wish I never waited. So if you're smoking. What is up, everybody? What is up? Lexi here. I know it's been a long time since I've done Lex Chat. I basically took a break for February. Unintentionally, but you know what? I decided not to put too much pressure on myself and not be too hard on myself about it. Obviously, the break was needed because it just happened naturally. A lot going on. But the song that you just heard, that is my song called I Understand, produced by Gray Keys, available on all streaming platforms. And you can find it on the soundtrack of the Peacock movie, The Comeback, featuring April Jones and Tay Diggs. Check that out. We got that placement. God is amazing. But y'all, welcome back to Lex Chat. It's the first Monday of March. And yeah, Lex Chat is finally back. I took a little hiatus, you could say, a little break. I just kind of had a lot going on with performing and planning to go out of town and thinking of a game plan for how to do better in my business and how to make more money so I cannot be so depressed and anxiety filled and stress filled, you know? So that's what I've been up to. Nothing personal. I hope that you all have been well since the last Lex Chat, which was, I believe, the first Monday of February. Since then, I did the February Valentine's Day show with R&B Me Please. That was a success. Thank you to everybody who came out. I gave out gift baskets for the people who came and participated in the raffle. Very happy about that. And yeah, I did 3 songs. That was good. I looked beautiful. It was a really dope event, and I definitely need to go out and support it more. Oh, that's my light doing that. Ooh, that's scary. Okay, but yeah, so a few housekeeping things, right? Told you about the song I Understand, produced by Gray Keys, available everywhere. And it is in the movie The Comeback with April Jones and Tay Diggs. The next coffee date, just had a coffee date yesterday. Okay, the next coffee date is going to be the first Sunday of April. That's April 7th, 2023. 24. That is the next virtual coffee date that's going to be happening. In between then, so not this upcoming Sunday, but the next Sunday,
I am going to invite you all to come out to do in-person coffee date at Sewell Mill Library. You just got to stick to social media. If you're part of my email list, then also be on the lookout in your email. I want to invite y'all to do in-person coffee dates because I have been getting requests to do that. It won't be on Sunday because that particular library is closed on Sundays, but they have a coffee shop in that library, and I want to do in-person coffee dates. And it's something nice to get out of the house and meet with other like-minded people to create that community. So y'all just be on the lookout for that. But the next virtual coffee date will be April 7th at 12 p.m. Eastern, okay? Universe says, that's what's up. Congrats on the placement. Thank you so much. It gets so many Shazams. When I look at the analytics, I'm so proud. And it's great. It's great. It really is. That's the name of the game for me in this new year. Not so much worried about a project. I'll just keep promoting Love Reset, which is the project, the full album that I have with Maurice Beats. But the name of the game is I want to go heavy with the sync licensing and placements in TV, film, commercials. I want to go heavy with that this year because the money is better and the clients are less of a headache. So God is amazing. Other housekeeping things. So I took a break from Lex Chat and I want to keep Lex Chats short. I don't want them to really be like 30 minutes or less is my goal. So I don't want to do too much of like updating y'all on personal things or whatever. Just please stay to my social media, stick to my email newsletters for that type of news. But when it comes to the Lex Chats, the purpose of Lex Chat is to discuss things that are happening in the industry, things that are happening with the business, creative wise, entertainment industry wise. And so it's all about the education and it's to help creatives to, you know, do better in the field. So I want to keep these short and sweet. Last bit of housekeeping. I flip-flopped a little bit with this at the end of 2023, but I will be moving all like from here on out. So I created a channel on YouTube called Lexi Likes. And from here on out, if it is not me singing or doing something with my voice, me as an artist, it will no longer be on the Lexi page. You will have to find it on the Lexi Likes page. So I just want to consolidate. I want to have like a personal page and then a business page on YouTube. So the Lexi page is going to be for strictly music, strictly me as an artist and singing. Lexi Likes will be my other interests like fitness, reading, the podcast. What else? I'm deciding if I want to keep R&B Girl Reacts on my Lexi channel or if I want to move that over to the Lexi Likes page. Let me know what y'all think about that. What do you think is best? The reasoning for this is to keep the focus on the artistry when people come to the Lexi page. And that one does have the most followers anyway. So the most subscribers anyway. So yeah. What's up, Tampa Boy Beats tapping in. All right, so those are the housekeeping things. Without further ado, let's get into the topic for today, which is how to get clients and then how to keep and maintain clients. So this topic was inspired by the coffee date that I had yesterday. Shout out to the True Gentleman. I think that's his handle. Sean.King_St. Pat, Tampa Boy Beats. I think those are all the people who joined for the coffee date. So shout out to y'all. Thank y'all so much for joining me and for making it a success. A whole lot of clowning, a whole lot of roasting going on. Roasting me. But people don't think I'm cool, y'all, but whatever. But a lot of great things were talked about on the coffee date and kind of there's a better feeling for me, a better feeling of community and having like-minded people around. So I'm really thankful for that. Thank y'all for making it a successful coffee date. On that coffee date, we were joined by a chef, the True Gentleman. His handle is The Vegan Gentleman, at The Vegan Gentleman on Instagram. So check him out. He is a chef who provides vegan options. If you are into that in the Atlanta area, check him out and get a plate if he's offering that. See what his services are. But he was speaking to me about wanting to know like how to get His main question was, how do I get clients to leave a review on my food? And basically with that, with industries that provide like products like that, especially being a chef, it's all about how the experience was, how was the taste, how was this product? And you're more likely to get business when people see reviews. So like food industry, chef, restaurant, you know, you're more likely to get people to visit your establishment when new customers see that others are vouching for it. So he was asking, how do I get my clients to leave me more reviews? And that inspired the topic for today's Lex Chat. And I think I will use this format moving forward. Whatever is discussed on the coffee date, spend the rest of the month doing kind of a deep dive and or recap into those things. So I want to break this down into two sections, how to get clients and then how to keep and maintain clients. So these are in no particular order. This is just things that came to my mind 20 minutes ago when I did my little outline for this episode. And I did try to look back at the coffee date for the other advice that I gave. But if you are interested in hearing my specific advice to the vegan gentleman, then you can find the virtual coffee date. It is on my page on Instagram at LexiATL. That's at LexiATL. And you can skip to about 16 minutes and that's where you will hear this whole conversation. All right. So how to get clients in my line of work. Okay. I'm in music. I'm singer, songwriter, audio engineer. In my line of work, I'm going to flip the order on it. This is not supposed to be in any particular order, but I'm going to say networking first. Okay. So going out to networking events for me as an artist, that is going to be music showcases. That's going to be listening parties. It could be the club. It could be other recording studios. And it could be like I went to a DJ Power Summit the top of last year. There's a Sync Spotlight event that's coming up at the end of March. That would be a great networking opportunity. I've also gone to like Aspire was a business convention that came to Atlanta, but going out to networking events to meet people and show face is a great way to get clients. And I just thought of another one that we mentioned. Let me add that right quick. But go out to networking events, go meet people, especially events that are catered towards your industry and what it is that you do. For music artists specifically, if you can go to panels, if you can go to showcases, if you can go to seminars, then those are great places to meet not only professionals who are at higher levels than you, but you can meet potential clients at these places or people that you can collaborate with. So networking events. Next thing I would say is word of mouth referrals. This is always going to be the strongest form of advertising when it comes to marketing yourself and advertising your business and your services. So when people work with you, do a good job and they refer their friends to your services. So most likely the people who work with you, they know other people who need your services as well. And they will recommend that their friends or their colleagues, or they might even just go to bat for you and like, hey, I need such and such. And oh, I just worked with such and such last week. They were really great. You should check them out. Word of mouth is like the king. If cash is king in society, then word of mouth is king when it comes to businesses and gaining more clients, more clientele. All right. So word of mouth. Another way to get clients is to do Facebook ads. And I can't believe that I almost forgot to put this on the thing, because this is such a huge thing to do, right? Doing Facebook ads. I recently started getting into Facebook ads again, because I'm offering an 8-hour recording special. And it's been really slow in the studio for me the past couple of months. March has started off very strong, but I noticed that I'm just not getting as many recording clients as I used to. also because I've been taking a step back from recording anyway, just kind of being burnt out from it, but that is my bread and butter, and I decided that I need to attract more people. So the internet, word of mouth is really great when it comes to people who have already worked with you and met you in that regard, but the internet is a great medium to get clients, and it's cheap and you can cast a wide net and at least get looked at by thousands of people on a fairly cheap budget. So Facebook ads, I have 2 flyers for the same service and I'm doing $1 per day for each of those. So it's $2 a day and that's gonna come out to like, what, $60, $60 to $62 each month. One is like a more feminine looking poster. Another is a more masculine looking poster. And it's just a click through link to my website. Hey, 8 hours for $500. It's a Facebook ad targeted specifically to people in my area. So that's another way to do it. Get some clicks. I would recommend that you have at least a link tree maybe to direct people to when you use the Facebook ad method. I have a specific website where people can directly buy on my website the service that I'm advertising. So I'll get into that in the keeping and maintaining clients. Tampa Boy Beat says, my thing is word of mouth for the most part. Guerrilla marketing is my thing. I've been slacking on it, but it's very effective. Guerrilla marketing is another way to get clients. So you have networking, you have word of mouth, you've got Facebook ads. Never underestimate the power of marketing in real life. So I'm gonna spill the beans a little bit on what Tampa does, but making signs and posting signs around the city. There used to be street teams that would post flyers that would walk around very crowded places in the city. Like in Atlanta, it might be Centennial Park, Edgewood. I would always have people coming up to me, handing me flyers for different events that are going on, especially around A3C time. Or you print out flyers and you ask your local businesses, can I post this flyer in your window? That, like, never underestimate the power of physically connecting with people. Get outside, show your face, or don't show your face if you're doing guerrilla marketing. Some things you're not supposed to do, but you know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. But yeah, get into your community and ask local businesses if you can post flyers within the business. And you can make pretty good looking flyers on like canva.com. Just make sure you use a color printer. If you don't have a printer, local library, it's free to sign up for the library as long as you live in that county. And it's like literally 15 to 30 cents per page to print. Super cheap if you don't want to go like a Vistaprint route, which is a lot more expensive, you know? So that's another option. Thank you to Tampa Boy Beats for bringing up guerrilla marketing, because that is a great tactic. That's real world. People will physically see it, and that's a sign that they will see in front of them physically. Tampa Boy Beat says, I used to be on the street team on CTE, breaking Young Jeezy and a lot more Def Jam artists, and it's very effective. It's very effective. And people want to have that personal connection. It makes them more likely to want to check something out when they can put a face to an event or put a face to the music, put a face to the product. So very effective. Next way to get clients is to post your work consistently. This is something that I for sure need to work on. I don't do it enough. I need to build up my business page on Instagram, but there's this guy on Twitter that I follow and I do not remember his name right now, but he's based out in LA. And I love what he does. Anytime I log on to Twitter, it without fail, he says session 64 with such and such artist, session 78 with such and such artist, session 106 with such and such artist. After every session that he does, he posts a picture with him and his client smiling like, hey, this is the end of the session. We made it through. He posts it. He tags the artist. And I just think this is such a great way to gain clients, because on social media, people can see that you're working. And when you tag those people that you worked with, they might be more likely to share it or it shows up on their tags on their page, and then those people see that that person has worked with you, they might be inspired to want to work with you. Like I said, if one person needed your services, it's a high likelihood that other people around them will need your services too. So it's another form of referral. It's another form of word of mouth. But on the digital side, posting your work. So like with me, it would be pictures of me in the studio working at the boards. It would be taking pictures with clients, taking pictures of clients. It would also be a great idea, in my opinion. Well, this is to get clients. I'm gonna get to the part in keeping and maintaining clients. When your clients post stuff, like especially when they are advertising a song that you had a hand in creating, reshare it. That's a great way to get more work so people see what you've been doing. But post consistently, get quick snaps of the moment, get a quick snap of your product. Like for the chef who was on the coffee date, I told him to, you know, if you get bags with your logo on it, then have them take a quick picture of like holding up the bag and a smile like, hey, I got my food, and you see your logo on the bag. If you don't have a bag, then print out a little business card or some kind of flyer and stick it to the to-go box and have them take a picture really quickly. If you don't have all that, just make them take a picture with the plate. Maybe you show the food on the inside and have them smiling that they got their plate. A really quick, it takes 3 to 5 seconds to do that. And then if you can get their information, tag them so they are more likely to share it on their social media platform as well, right? So those are things that you can do to get clients. Now, what are some things that you can do to keep and maintain your clients? And these are also things that I'm preaching to the choir on, because I need to do a better job of this as well. So I mentioned earlier, did I mention it earlier? Yes, when I was talking about Facebook ads and I gave y'all the example of how I am advertising an 8-hour recording special, 8 hours for $500. I am redirecting people to my website to directly buy that service from me. Tampa Boy Beats with a little bit of shade for me, but he's also very right. He says, respond to your text and call back, do follow-ups. Yes, that is something that I struggle with so badly, and I'm trying to get to the root of why I don't like my phone, why I don't like being on my phone. I'm trying to figure it out. But first and foremost, when people are calling you and texting you, get back to them in a timely manner. Get back to them and figure out, what do they need from you? What are they asking? Sometimes it can get frustrating. Sometimes it can be a lot, but you got to do it. So get into the habit of following up with your clients. So this kind of falls in line with one of the points I have here, which is to keep in contact with your clients through a monthly check-in or an email newsletter. So I'm going to come back to that one, right? Keep in contact with your clients. But I'm gonna go back to the Facebook ads, right? How I redirected people to my website to directly buy from me. Maintaining a website so that people have something to come back to refer to, that is you. If you don't have a website, then social media is fine as well. That's like your digital resume, right? A lot of people are taking advantage of link trees now, which is a really good source. There's this thing called BioSite, which is free to use. Is it completely free? I'm pretty sure it's completely free, but BioSite is a really good one, and Linktree, those are popular. It's the same concept where you have multiple links. You can put pictures up of those links, and it's an appealing way for people to click on different things that you do. So you can direct them to, let's say you don't have a website, but you have a Linktree, you can direct them to your Spotify, to your Apple, to your Tidal, to your YouTube. You can direct them to your latest music video, things of that nature, your latest movie release, things of that nature. But keeping a website or something to that effect that people can come back to and check out your work, that's going to show consistency. That's going to show maintenance on your end of something that they can come back to and reference. And they're more likely, it gives you credibility when you have things like a website for people to come back to and it makes your business look more legit. Okay. So appearing professional and maintaining your professional appearance is how I would probably wrap that up in a neat little message. Next way to keep and maintain clients is to gather and keep contact information organized. So every time you work with someone, I know that our phones make it so easy for us to just, it makes it so easy for us to just put it in our phone and then leave it alone. But I'm a big believer in email newsletters, and this is going to go into my next point, and it's going to go into what Tampa Boy Beats was talking about earlier with the follow-ups. But gather information from people that you work with and keep that contact information organized. And then having that information, keep in contact with your clients. You can do a monthly check-in or you can do an email newsletter. And this is going to keep you on people's minds. So I got back into doing my monthly email newsletters, which I'm really proud of myself for. Even with this coffee date that we did yesterday, I sent out an email at midnight to remind people like, hey, coffee date, 12 o'clock. Here's a link to join. It's free. It's for creatives. And just doing that, I feel like I had a really great turnout. So I heavily believe in, because we rely too much on social media, and social media is great, but you're competing with so many other sources on social media. When you have people's phone numbers or their email addresses, that's more of a direct contact versus a like on Instagram, a comment on Instagram, a post on Instagram, or other kind of social media, right? So that contact information is so very valuable. Use it. Don't just always allow your clients to always have interactions with you only when they're about to spend money. Sometimes people can feel a way about that. So I would say if you can, do a newsletter, all right, an email newsletter or text blast. You know, if you want to keep it on social media, then send out a mass message with like a flyer or something. I don't know. That could be something else. So I already mentioned the Linktree earlier with the website. So definitely take advantage of that. There's Linktree and BioSite. I don't know that Linktree is completely free, but I know that BioSite is free. So check those things out. Another way to keep and maintain clients: reviews in exchange for discount on your next service. So give incentives for why people should come back to work with you. Other than always doing a great job when you're working with people, having reviews on places like Yelp or Google reviews is going to validate your business and let new people know that this is a legit business and people enjoyed this service. And so this new person should book with you because you have like a proven track record. So back in my days when I was managing the studio, what we were doing, I was helping to manage this portion because I'm studio manager or whatever, right? In exchange for discounted studio rates, we would ask people, hey, can you leave a review on Google? Can you leave a review on Yelp? And I feel like Facebook was the other one. Leave a review and we'll give you $5, $10, $20 off of your next session. Leave a review and get a free recording hour or something like that. So if you could build in some kind of incentive, some kind of discount on their next service, that might entice people to spend money with you on their next visit. That might entice people to keep you at the top of mind when they want this type of product, this type of service again, okay? So Tampa Boy Beat says something. Be the automatic Q&A. Write notes on what an artist will potentially ask and a template of what you will respond as far as prices, policies, etc. Ooh, that's a good one, Tampa. But personalized responses are welcome. So what Tampa is saying right there is so very true. One way to keep and maintain clients, I talked about it when I mentioned the website, but it's maintaining that professional image, right? Part of maintaining your professional image is knowing your ish. So I used to have a friend who I wanted to part. She's a chef as well. I wanted to partner with her on doing like the private dinner events. She would be the chef and I would be the singer, and we provide a romantic evening for couples. And I would try to ask like, hey, what would you charge to do this kind of service so that I can sell this as a package? But it used to frustrate me because she could never just give me a straight answer on what her prices were. And it's frustrating to deal with someone who doesn't know what their prices are. Like, they got to think about it. Like, oh, how much would it be to do so-and-so? Well, I mean, it makes you look unsure and it makes you look like you're not confident. So to account for those things, have your prices ready to go. Think of an FAQ, frequently asked questions, and already have kind of like preloaded responses in your mind of how you would respond to people. And especially when it comes to prices, think about everything that you can offer, everything that you do, and everything that you could offer that maybe people have not asked about yet, but you need to be ready when people do ask. So I have a price sheet for myself, all the services that I'm willing to offer, and how much each of those services would cost. Let me restart my camera. Oh my goodness, I got 4 minutes left. So have a price sheet. So at the drop of a dime, somebody says, hey Lex, how much do you charge per hour of studio time? $75 per hour. How much are you charging for 8 hours of studio? I'll give it to you for $500. It's a quick response. I'm coming off as confident and people feel better about working with me because I sound sure of myself, all right? So offer specials and tell clients or previous customers about it. My example that I gave to you, it falls under the incentive. I have an 8 hour recording special right now, 8 hours for $500. It includes the mixing and the mastering, vocal production. If you want me featured on the song, it takes care of all of that. We're not worried about the upselling. Let's walk away with a finished product, okay? So offering specials. Maybe if you're a chef, you offer get two plates for $30, whereas usually it's $20 per plate or something like that, you know? Or hold on to the flyer that I gave on your previous purchase. And if you present it to me when I deliver your next meal, then I'll give you, I don't know, 15, 20% off, something like that. Last thing I want to say, because I'm about to run out of time on my camera, is create a landing page with a survey on it so you can get people's feedback of how you did. It's really awkward to ask people in their face, what did you think about it? How did I do? Da, 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 da. People are just awkward about critiquing someone to their face, but if you can give them an opportunity to critique you in the comfort of their own home, or even if they can critique you anonymously, then give people the opportunity to do that. You can also gather testimonials that way, which is also going to help validate your business. But have some kind of landing page with a survey on it. You can create a Google form. You can do a QR code to lead people to it and get people's feedback on the service so you can improve on your skills. All right. So hopefully all of this helped you how to get clients and how to keep and maintain clients. Like I said, the time is about to run out on my camera. So I want to thank y'all for joining in. And I do hope that this conversation helped. Make sure you stay tuned for the next Lex Chat. I got some dope topics coming up. Follow me on every platform at LexiATL, LexiATL. Remember, the next coffee date is going to be April 7th, the next virtual one. Be on the lookout for the in-person coffee date. If you're in the Atlanta area, check out my social media. If you're on my email list, then be on the lookout for that. If you're not on my email list, sign up for it. Comment below, engage with the content. If you want to go the extra mile in supporting me, then consider becoming a patron at patreon.com/LexiATL. And that would help immensely. But I do hope that you found this chat helpful today. And I hope that you can apply some of these tactics to get clients and then to keep and maintain a good relationship with your clients thereafter. Alrighty, that's all I got for y'all today. Make sure you tune in for next Lex Chat. But until next time, my name is Lexi. Peace.
If you leaning,
if you leaning,
yeah,
yeah.
If you popping,
if you popping,
yeah,
yeah.
Gonna smoke that shit.
Gonna smoke it.
Yeah,
I understand.
Gonna drink that shit.
Gonna drink it.
Yeah,
I understand.
Gonna lean that shit.